Hey, thank you for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with my guest host today, Dan Holloway. Coming up, new music from some ladies named Kate, Rhonda, and Sia. Stick around for that. Let's get to Rachel Martin with the news first.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Allison. Good morning, everyone. Mediation efforts, rather, in Kenya appear to be moving forward a week after a flawed presidential election in that country triggered mass violence in Kenya. The president and main opposition leader have agreed to meet face-to-face. The December 27th election returned President Mwai Kibaki to power for another five-year term. Opponent Raila Odinga came in a close second. Nationwide protests erupted, and the opposition claims that up to 1,000 people have been killed. Both sides are claiming victory and blaming each other for the violence. A top U.S. envoy has been in Kenya trying to bring the two sides together. The much-anticipated meeting is scheduled for this Friday. China is cracking down on people who violate the country's one-child-only laws. According to Chinese media reports, the country's Communist Party has expelled 500 party members in the central province of Hubei for having more than one kid. For more than 20 years, the world's most populous country has tried to restrict family size with rules limiting most couples to one child in urban areas and two in the countryside. But reports say enforcement has been haphazard at best. Recently, a growing number of wealthy Chinese have defied the law and just paid the fines. Now government officials are getting tougher on their own to set an example. As well as the 500 party members expelled, another 400 were dismissed from their posts altogether. Over to this country now, where the big story is, you guessed it, voting day in New Hampshire. The nation's first primary takes place today, with one of the most wide-open fields of candidates in decades. But as Stuart Cohen reports from Manchester, some of the voters have already made up their minds.
Barack Obama and John McCain are the big winners in New Hampshire's primary, at least in two of its smallest towns. As they have for decades, voters in the two tiny communities of Dixville Notch and Hart's Location cast their collective 46 ballots shortly after midnight, giving the two frontrunners overwhelming support. Meanwhile, the candidates will continue to work for the remainder of New Hampshire's votes, with planned early events and visits to polling stations around the state throughout the day. As in Iowa just 4 days ago, officials are predicting a record turnout.
That was reporter Stuart Cullen on the ground in Manchester, New Hampshire. Meanwhile, severe weather continues to wreak havoc across parts of the United States, this time not snow but wind. A tornado in Missouri is being blamed for killing at least two people. And in northern Illinois, about 500 people fled their homes after a suspected tornado knocked over rail cars carrying hazardous material. Another tornado ripped through Wisconsin's Kenosha County. The Midwest storms were triggered by a wave of warm, moist air that sent temperatures around the country soaring. Meanwhile, we told you yesterday about those snowmobilers in southern Colorado who'd gone missing over the weekend. Well, yesterday, rescuers found them, hungry and cold, but unhurt. The snowmobilers had gotten lost, and they ran out of gas Friday night in the mountains that border Colorado and New Mexico. The group, made up of two couples and two teenagers, had broken into a cabin where they huddled around a gas grill and ate popcorn and chicken bouillon until they were rescued 2 days later. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Dan.
Rachel, thank you.
You're welcome.